The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I had a good friend.
This is the Trump phenomenon here on May 14th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, and we've got an hour together talking about what else is there to talk about? Donald Trump and the Trump phenomenon, as we all call it. So if you want to contribute your thoughts, you can do so at 800-313-9443. Call in any time during the show, and I'll watch for your call. Let me get that board up. There we go. I see it now, so I'll see you if you appear, and I'll put you up. I'll try not to make you wait. Make that pledge to you now here at the beginning of the show. And we'll try to review what's the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. I think I'll give you my executive summary. Have things gone well or poorly for us in the last 24 hours? I think they've gone well on all fronts. The Michael Flynn death ray to the liberal left continues to expand in its damage. The revelations, I like what Donald Trump is saying in his tweets today. He's calling it Obamagate, and he's going right. He's going to the head of the snake, to the head of the viper. He's not messing around with the tail. He's going right for the head. And of course, that is Barack Obama, and he's calling it appropriately Obamagate. Now, when he does that, that instantly, of course, implicates creepy Joe Biden. So the two things are tantamount. And the wonderful, wonderful piece of evidence that William Barr, who surfaced this? Was it Richard Grenell? Or was it William Barr? Or was it both of them together? Probably the latter. How in the world did this evidence that came to light in the last few days, how did it manage to survive in the deep state? How did it not get deleted? How did it not get incinerated and shredded? I don't know. It's mind-boggling. It's just like the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page sexting messages. How did those survive? They didn't actually survive when Robert Mueller got his hand on Lisa Page's and Peter Strzok's cell phones. Aw, gee, too bad. The phones got reformatted. Aw, shucks. Somebody must have just thought they were a couple of old cell phones lying around the office, and maybe we could reformat them, and maybe we could donate them to charity, or some poor person could use these cell phones. We'll just reformat them. Maybe we'll recycle them. Maybe we could get $10 each for them at a pawn shop. You know, really? The Lisa Page and the Peter Strzok cell phones that contain this incredibly, incredibly important evidence, and Robert Mueller commits the serious, serious felony, federal crime of destroying evidence in a supremely important case. That's a felony. He and all the others involved, anybody who had anything to do with those cell phones, their custody, the fact that they got reformatted, because that destroyed the original evidence. Now, somebody took off some of the evidence, was taken off of those phones and preserved, but the actual original hard evidence is gone. And that becomes very important in a trial situation. You're trying someone for treason with a name like Peter Strzok or Lisa Page. So that's Robert Mueller's job. His job, he has two jobs in Washington throughout his career. He's a hitman against good guys, and he's a cover-up artist for the bad guys. Twofold job. So he worked just as Peter Strzok, cover-up man for Hillary Clinton, hitman against Donald Trump, both of them, and all of them. Anyway, so that, however, that evidence that survived, like the note from Bill Priestep, an actual handwritten note saying, "What do we do with what? What's our goal with Flynn? Are we trying to get him to lie? Are we trying to get him fired?" in his own handwriting, with a cross out even. How did that survive? You know, it's like it's a Lourdes miracle. Somebody must have lit a bunch of candles to make that evidence survive. But it did. And I mean, it physically survived. And then another miracle, having survived incineration, it is now, what is it? How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It somehow made it through the fiery furnace, and then somebody actually releases the stuff. That's Grinnell. William Barr. So that's all very good. And that's all just exploding, expanding. You can see the look on the faces of the demon rats. There's this horrible woman on Fox who takes the left-wing position. And that's what she's there for. She's hired by Fox to represent the left. That's okay. That's a legitimate. She is identified as a left winger. And what's her name? It's going to come to me in a moment. She's so forgettable. She's got these big, dark, academic-looking glasses. What is her name? It's going to come to me in a moment. Anyway, she and all the others, all the left wingers, they look like hell. The look on their faces. John Brennan today, he looked like hell. He was on with Bryan Adams. No, Bryan Williams. Bryan Williams. And he was, get your Bryan straight there, Bryan Williams. And he looked like hell trying to defend. And he's actually in the employ of MSNBC. He works for them. He was trying to explain away the fact that he was in that room with Barack Obama and Joe Biden and all the others going over what they were going to do to Mike Kelly, three-star general. More distinction in that man, more character in that one man then, well, there is no character in all those. I was going to say he has more character than all the rest of them put together, but, you know, what, you know, 20 times zero, 40 times zero, it's always 100 times zero, it's still zero. So he has more character in his toenail than all of the Obama people put together. And they're figuring out how they're going to destroy his life, destroy his family, deprive him of his home, run up $3 to $6 million in legal bills, defending himself, trying to stay. You know, you think, you know, pretty, it's a pretty five alarm situation if they're trying to put you in federal prison. That's, you know, that sounds pretty fun, doesn't it? You don't get to see your children, your wife, you're in federal prison. You spent 33 years as a general, or ending as a general, a three-star general, a distinction, a military career. You put your life on the line for your country, and they're going to screw you like this? So, no, it's wonderful. It's another miracle, by the way, that wrong is being righted. That is a miraculous, wonderful thing. And it all connects with Donald Trump, because they weren't going after Michael Flynn specifically to get Michael Flynn, or solely to get Michael Flynn. They did want to get rid of him because he was a reformer and a patriot. They did not want him anywhere near the top of the totally, totally corrupt, rotten, dirty cop, top of the American intelligence, is the word they use, community. Community. It sounds so warm and fuzzy, these SOBs. Brennan, traitor. Clapper, traitor. Yates, traitor. All of them traitors. Comey, traitor. McCabe, traitor. And using the term, strictly speaking, guilty of treason. And the president said it in his Twitter account. This, how did the president express it? He didn't use the word SOB to describe these people in his Twitter account. I'm sure he uses it in private. And stronger. But in his Twitter account, he says, this is treason. And it is. None dare call it treason. Nobody in the media is willing to call it treason. Even people on the right have a hard time getting that word out of their mouth. You can't say that. You can't say treason about a politically correct Obama and Joe Biden. Yes, you can. They're traitors. They have committed treason against the United States of America. Yes, a crime against Donald Trump, crime against Michael Flynn, but even more importantly, treason against our country. They should go to prison for life for that. All right, let me see if I can bring something up here that I want to look at. And I certainly invite you to get your calls in. Here it is. Okay, this is working now. Here we go. Let's go to the man himself. Big Bad Donald John Trump. And his Twitter account at this moment, as we peer into it, has 79.8 million followers, and one of his most recent tweets, I love it, he's retweeted it now at least once, Obamagate, all in caps, just a one-word post, Obamagate. We need to get that term circulating. Let's just take a look at some of the things. So on another front, things that are going well. You know, I have rued the fact that we all got screwed. We all got hosed on the Fauchenstein deadly plague, bubonic panic attack, hysteria behavior. And I thought this would be really, really damaging to Donald Trump's chances for re-election. which are supremely important. And I'm proving to be mistaken so far, I believe, because the evidence is Republicans are winning by elections, special elections, that have occurred recently. Republicans have won. They just won a congressional special election in California by a big margin. They're winning in Wisconsin by big margins. The president's polling numbers, even though the puke left-wing polls are the ones we're quoting, they're showing Donald Trump at his highest popularity ever in his presidency. Now, this is another miracle. We light some more candles. and what's happening is the American people, the patriotic part of our people, are they're not as dumb as I look, and they're figuring out that the people, they're getting it right on who to blame for the crash of their economy. They're not blaming Donald Trump. They're blaming the demon rats. And thank you, demon rats. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all the rest of you idiots, Gretchen Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you're all owning the lockdown. Bless your evil hearts. You're owning the lockdown. Keep it up. I mean, keep all these things you're doing. Joe Biden, he's your man. Keep him going. Where can I send in a $2 contribution to the Biden campaign? Keep it going. The lockdown? Yes, we want the lockdown. You want trillions of dollars for Planned Parenthood, et cetera? Yes, keep it going. Keep these insane bills going. Nancy Pelosi as your spokeswoman? Yes. How can I contribute to that cause? Chuck Schumer is your spokesman, using the term man loosely, using woman loosely on Nancy Pelosi. A crypt keeper, I like that term. That is it Alex Jones that's calling her the crypt keeper? Very good. Chuck and crying Chuck Schumer. Yes, yes, all of these are the right people. Andrew Cuomo, yeah, he's a winner. So the things are looking good in that regard. And how many days do we have until the election? I think it's 170. I used to have it up. I'll get it back up before the show's over. 170 some days that we have left. And until the Democrat convention, even less. Did I go over this yesterday in yesterday's show? I've got it written down here somewhere. This also makes me think Biden is going to get the nomination because the demon rats only have time left to, here it is, time left. You should see these note pages, these piles of notes that I have for this show. They start stacking up. So, I don't, they're chronological because the one on top is the latest one. You can go chronologically down from the pile. They only have 65 days left before the Demon Rat convention, which is August 17th. Now, it may be a virtual convention online, or it may actually occur in Wisconsin as it was scheduled to occur on August 17th. Either way, they've only got 65 days left. I'm looking at my notes from yesterday, so I have to change the dates by one day. 65 days, but they don't really have 65 days because, let me think about this, they've got, you know, part of May, all of June and July, and part of August. That's more than 65 days. Let me read you my math here during the break, and I'll see you in a moment.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy,
looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, hey, we're out here, folks. Thanks for joining us. And this is the Trump phenomenon. Hey, the workers in Allentown, Pennsylvania today, I guarantee you they love Merle Haggard. And they're just a bunch of white boys looking for a place to do their thing. And, you know, and some good folks that aren't white looking for a place to do their thing. And we're all for that. We want everybody to have a place to do their thing. In freedom, and we all call ourselves patriots. And the left, the other guys, the bad guys, they don't want you to have a place to do your thing. They want this to be a place where you do their thing. That's the way they view it. They got the pronouns kind of switched around in there. They're looking for a place where you can do their thing. Merle Haggard, if he were still alive, could come out with a left-wing version of that song. So the good old boys in Allentown at a manufacturing plant that the president visited today without a stupid mask. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Please, please, I hope you go through this whole damn thing without ever putting a stupid mask on. He was mocking the media, and the workers there were laughing at it. And we're starting to hear the tempo and the direction of the presidential campaign. because the president said, here, I'll read it to you. He said, here's what he said to the workers. You've got to get your governor to start opening up a little bit in Pennsylvania, he said. You have areas of Pennsylvania that are barely affected and they want to keep them closed. You can't do that. Bingo. There you got it right there. Bingo. That, Mr. President, that will fire up your base, that approach right there. You can't do that. And by the way, the whole Trump America is an area that's unaffected by the Fauci-Stein flu, the Wuhan flu, the Bill Gates micro-suck flu. We're unaffected by it. I mean, we're affected by the lockdown, but not the stupid damn flu any more than we were ever affected by any previous flu. So that's the right approach, Mr. President. The liberals, the left, the pukes are owning the lockdown. Let them do that. Let them cling their little skinny asses as tightly as they can to that boat anchor. And let them go over the side, holding on to that boat anchor. Hang on to it, Chuck and Nancy and Joe. Hang on to that boat anchor as you go over the side. It's exactly what we want them to do. Well, Nancy doesn't have a skinny little ass. Chuck does, I think. I'm not sure. Joe does appear to have a skinny ass. He needs to put some weight on. I don't think he can do push-ups. You know, he says he's going to challenge. Remember that? Oh, this is going to get replayed in the general election, folks. There was that, am I remembering it rightly? There was that scene where Joe Biden said if he had his chance or his druthers, he'd go out in the parking lot with Donald Trump and they'd take off their shirts and he'd pound Donald Trump into a pulp. Just like he did. Oh, what's the name of that guy that he fought as a young man? Oh, my God. What's the funny name of that person? That Joe Biden he's sick. He's demented. But he brags about beating up a guy. Let me just think what his name is. Oh, God help me. It's what was the name of that guy? It's so funny. Okay, well, so one of you callers, maybe you can help me with that. What's the name of the guy, the bully, that Joe Biden says he beat up when he was a tough young guy? But he still thinks he's a very tough guy, and he's going to pound Donald Trump. I kind of think here's the way. Donald Trump, of course, would never get into a fight with Joe Biden or anybody else out in the parking lot. But if such a thing were to occur, it might occur if Joe Biden were to threaten Donald Trump's young son or Melania, I think there would be a fight. I don't think Donald Trump would take a threat against himself very seriously. But if there were a fight, I think it would go the way one of our songs goes, or one of our theme songs on the show here. But a crash and blow from a huge right hand sent a Delaware fella to the promised land, Big John. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. So anyway, and then he says, you can't do that to those workers there in Pennsylvania. And then he says, and this was today, very successful trip. And notice he's now traveling around. He's now meeting with groups of people. So he's blowing off this BS from Fauci-Stein and Nurse Ratchet Burks. He's not buying this crap. Soon enough, folks, we're going to have those roaring Trump rallies are going to be back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now through your life. Listen to the tide slowly turning. Wash your heart away.
We're back, folks. Hey, I was looking up something for you here. And I'm busy during these breaks. At Corn Pop, that's the guy that Joe Biden, the bully that Joe Biden pounded, Corn Pop. And I found the talk at a community pool where he's bragging about pounding Corn Pop, but I haven't found the exact clip for you, so maybe I'll get it before the show's over. But that's going to get shown over and over again. The clips of the best of Biden are just going to be, I mean, fall down laughing, fall out of your chair, funny through the campaign. And so I think Biden's going to make it. And I told you I'd read. sorry. Okay, that was me, folks. Sorry. That little blip of quiet there was me not unmuting my microphone. Boy, what a dope. I got carried away. Corn Pop. That's the name of the guy, the bully that Joe Biden was going to beat up. Anyway, I'm so happy that Biden's going to make it, because it's going to be very funny. He's the perfect candidate for Donald Trump to just have fun with all the way up to the election. I mean, he's just going to make a mess out of Joe Biden. So these two guys. And I love that Joe Biden is Donald Trump's senior. I love that. By several years. So they've got 86 days, I recalculated, 85 days until the convention, August 17th. And that's not enough time to unload Biden, I don't believe. Because they've got to get to fixing. Let me give you the logic of it here. I know they know, of course, that Biden is a catastrophe. But what's their option? Okay, so let's say, remember, they've got to get all these different elements of the Democrat conspiracy, all these insiders. They don't believe in voting. They don't believe in democracy. You know, the fix has to be in among the power brokers of the Demon Rat Party. You know, Nancy and Chuck and the whole a bunch of them. They've got to get them all to agree on somebody other than Joe Biden. Then they've got to get Joe Biden to agree to withdraw. These are all really impossible tasks. Then they've got to come up with somebody to replace Biden. Who? And if they get Biden out of the way, how do they deal with Bernie? Biden got, let me look for it here. Biden has, if you add in superdelegates and their presumed voting, he's got 1,627 of the 1,991 delegates needed for a lock on the nomination. So Biden has a lot of delegates. He almost has the nomination locked in. The only other candidate with any significant number of delegates at all is Bernie Sanders with 1,018, if you add his superdelegates in. So, and after that, there's nothing. So, you know, and I'll get to that in a moment. You've got Elizabeth Warren with 78 delegates, Amy Klobuchar with 7, and then Kamala Harris with a grand total of 0 delegates. And those three ladies, among the three of them, spent a lot of millions of dollars to come up with, what is that, 85 delegates total? So it's the only other candidate who got any delegates is Bernie Sanders, and he's got an army. He's got the Bernie bros and the Bernie sisters, and they're a mean, lean, fighting machine. At a convention, there will be thousands of them. So if you turn away, if you retire Joe Biden, get him to step away. And he's ambitious, and his wife, I think, is even more ambitious. I think the Joe Biden, Mrs. Biden relationship is kind of like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary had more, had sharper fangs even than Bill. And I think Joe Biden's wife is the same way. If you watch her standing next to him on the stage, she's almost like a, who's that? You know what? Joe Biden even looks like that Charlie McCarthy hand puppet. And I forget the name. What was the name of the guy that operated Charlie McCarthy? But that would be Mrs. Biden. Anyway, what are they going to do with the Bernie bros? And they can't put Bernie, and Bernie's worse than Joe Biden. As bad as Joe Biden is, Bernie Sanders as the American Communist Party candidate is even worse. The demon rats know that. Bernie is so bad, he would destroy Nancy Pelosi's chances to continue to be Speaker of the House. He would destroy the Democrat ticket in the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So they not only do they have to get Joe Biden to step down, they got to get Bernie Sanders to quietly sit down. And they got to get thousands of Bernie bros at the convention to sit down. I don't see that happening. And they've also got to deal with all of the ladies in question, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Kamala Harris, all three of whom are just drooling They're just slobbering over their desire to be vice president. They've all proclaimed their eternal love and devotion to Joe Biden. So how do they turn off that romance? If Biden has to walk the plank, where's the true love from Warren, Klobuchar, and Kamala Harris? And they're on the, I mean, who can the Democrats nominate? Then now you go to the, you know, really the dark horses, Michelle Obama, and another horse, Hillary Clinton. And come on. Neither of them ran. Neither of them, you know, how do you bring in, what did the Greeks call it? A deus ex machina. You bring them in from like what they fly in on a wire. You know, that deal where like a magician comes out of the top of the theater. They fly across the stage like a bat. You can't do that. That isn't going to work. So I think they're stuck with Joe Biden, don't you? I'd love to take a call on that if you agree or disagree whether they're stuck with Joe Biden. I think they are. And all of this maneuvering that we're talking about, remember, they can't do this in an open debate, either in any kind of a convention. They can't be fighting this out in a convention. Like all Democrat maneuvers, it has to be, the fix has to be in advance, just as it was in the Russia hoax. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Brennan, all these people, that's what the meeting was all about in the White House with Barack Obama. Why did they have all those people in one room? So that they all could get the memo. So the fix would be in on Flynn and the coup d'etat against Trump. And it's just a miracle that the record of that meeting survived. So I'm feeling good lately here on this. And so good news there on the Trump front. Let's see. Let's go over here to the president's Twitter account. Great day today in Pennsylvania. Love to see him without the mask. Kind of funny, the other story going on is the unmasking. The fact that Joe Biden, 8 days before Donald Trump was to be sworn in, Joe Biden put in his request to unmask Mike Flynn. 8 days. What conceivable reason on earth would the retiring vice president have to want to unmask a three-star general who has been selected by Donald Trump to be his national security advisor? Try to explain that away, Joe Biden, and you're going to have to. You're going to have Donald Trump up on a stage with a laser beam stare right into your beady little eyes saying, explain that, Joe. There's no excuse, none. And he's been, speaking of masks, unmasking, a complete violation of American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights to privacy, to any due process. And of course, and then it all comes out, of course, that Mike Flynn did absolutely nothing wrong, and everybody involved knew that. But that didn't matter to them. They want to ruin his life anyway. So, oh, we lost our sound again. You know, I'm wondering what I did, engineer? I'm back. How long did I cut out, engineer? Okay, I just realized what I did. Well, you know, I am telling you what, folks. my mistakes are so stupid. I don't want you to know how stupid they are. You might think I'm stupid. I'm hunched forward here to get talk into the microphone to you, and my mouse is right here, and I've got the darn thing. You know, the last click I made with my mouse was on the mute button to unmute. So if I lean on my mouse, I'm going to mute again. How dumb can you get? So I muted myself. All right. Now let's listen to the president. He's today in Pennsylvania talking to the workers there. The workers' president here.
Every incredible worker here today is part of the greatest mobilization of American society since World War II. In the 20th century, Pennsylvania workers helped put America on top of the world. Now we're reclaiming our heritage as a nation of manufacturers. In my administration, we believe in two beautiful rules: buy American and hire American. We'll continue to partner with American industry and distribute.
Now, this is a clip that's been, you know, edited, and they added, you know, emotional music in the background. So it's not exactly what I wanted there. I wanted just his comments to the workers. Let's see. Here it is. Here it is. Maybe let's hope this is that.
The past few months, the federal government has partnered with Owens and Miner and other distributors to launch the very successful and historic Project Air Bridge, which is really being thought of and spoken of in glowing terms. Nearly 150 flights have brought 95 million masks.
Okay, so that was good there. But now he said a wonderful thing today in that appearance in Pennsylvania, Allentown. He said, you know, maybe this testing thing has been overblown. So he gets it. He gets it that we've been hosed. No, we don't need to test every person in America every 5 minutes. No, we don't need to produce 800 billion testing kits. it's totally stupid. The whole thing, the testing is stupid. The lockdown is stupid. The masks are stupid. The social distancing is stupid. The school closures are stupid. The whole thing is stupid. And it's worse than stupid, of course, because it's seppuku. In Japanese terms, it's suicide. It's the killing of our own economy. So it has to stop. The president has got that. And thankfully, he's owned that. And the demon rats have owned that they want to keep the murder of the American economy going. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for making that choice. Let's see here. Let's find another. What's going on here with this? Let's get into this. Okay, you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to get into a different Twitter account here. Okay, let's go to blah, blah, blah. Let's go to this one here. There are several Donald Trump accounts. And here, now we're in the right one. Let me find another great tweet from the president. He says, he mentions that all we should made in USA. You heard him mention that. He's going to bring American industry, continue to bring American industry back to the U.S. But now, with the crap that we've taken from China, he's not going to have a hard time selling that idea to anybody. Everybody is, except for the left-wing pukes, are sick of China. We don't want anything more to do with China. We don't want any Chinese crap. We don't want any Chinese. We don't want the Chinese owning our debt. We don't want to pay any debt that we have to the Chinese. We want that repudiated as just and very partial compensation for the lethal damage they have done to us, mounting into the tens of trillions of dollars. Now, by the way, just to get the gauge of these numbers, Nancy Pelosi's latest little slush fund bill of $3 or $4 trillion. The whole entire United States economy, the gross national product of the United States in 1 year is $2 trillion. correct me if I've got that wrong, but I think that's our gross national product in 1 year is $2 trillion. You can't have a congressional bill for twice that that's funded by borrowing. You can't do that. Here's the president saying, well, listen to him today.
So I put tariffs on China, and we've taken in tens of billions of dollars. I gave a lot of those that money to the farmers because they were targeted by China. And every other president let China do whatever they wanted. You know, we were losing anywhere from $200 billion to $500 billion to China a year. Think of it. We rebuilt China, and I give them a lot of credit. But I don't give our past presidents and leaders a lot of credit because they got taken to the cleaners. And worst of all was the last 8 years under President Obama and Biden.
His
son gets $1.5 billion, and then they're supposed to be tough on China. Doesn't work that way. So
now, that was a great interview he did with Maria Bartiromo. And Maria Bartiromo, boy, is she on fire when it comes to China. She knows how badly we've been screwed by China, and she's hopping mad. So yeah, there she is. She's on the porch there of the White House. You heard the birds in the background there in the garden, and the president making his excellent point. In other words, he's staked out another great position going into the election. He's anti-China, and Joe Biden is pro-China. And you heard him just mention Biden's son Hunter and the $1.5 billion that the Communist Chinese Party put into Hunter Biden's bank account. Woo! Joe, explain that, baby. I mean, it's going to get hot. It's going to be. I just can't wait to watch this slugfest when Joe Biden takes off his shirt and he's going to nail Corn Pop Trump. Oh, the counterpunch that will be delivered to Joe Biden when Donald Trump asks him to explain Hunter and $1.5 billion. Explain the meeting in Obama's Oval Office with the Brennan Clapper, James Comey crowd setting up Flynn so that they can execute the greatest crime in American history. No, hands down, greatest crime in American history, perpetrated by Barack Hussein Obama. Not by Lisa Page in a sexting message with Peter Strzok. Directed by Obama. And fortunately, we have the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page message where they say the president wants to know everything we're doing. And they also have another message that says the president is directing this. Ha ha! Oh, I love that. Explain that, Joe Biden. It's going to be good, folks. And I think we're going to be far enough. Here's some more good news. You see good signs of we're pulling out of the lockdown. People are on the beaches. They're going to restaurants. They're coming out of the state of panic that they were marched into, and they're realizing, hey, look, I'm not dead. Hey, look, have you seen any dead guys around here? No. Hey, you seen anybody? No, there's no dead guys. There's no seen anybody puking, hacking, coughing, throwing up in the toilet? No, nothing. You mean this was a big shuck and jive? You mean we got had? You mean we got screwed? You mean we got lied to again? The American public realizing that. I don't think it's going to work out well. And you know the left, by the way, part of this virus crap, you know that the left is going to come out for mandatory vaccinations for everybody starting 5 minutes after you're born. That you know they're going to come out for that. Go for it. Hang on to that boat anchor, Chuck and Nancy and Joe. Because the American people are not going to like mandatory vaccination. But that's what they're going to come out with. Bill Gates is, you know, right after Donald Trump denounced the World Health Organization and said he's not allowing any more funding to the World Health Organization. You know what this puke Bill Microsuck Gates did? He pulled out his checkbook and wrote a check for $150 million more to the World Health Organization, to which he's already contributed more than $4 billion. Bill Gates wants to vaccinate you, and the World Health Organization, which is an adjunct to the Chinese, they have two allegiances at the World Health Organization. Their first allegiance is to the Chinese Communist Party. Their second allegiance is to Bill Gates. And there's really not a dime's worth of difference between those two groups, Gates and the Chinese Communist Party. Gates has his tit in the ringer so far in Red China, manufacturing his garbage in Red China, and you name it. He's got all these Chinese engineers all over Microsuck, sending all of our top technology back to China. And oh, and this terrible model, the Neil Ferguson Imperial College of London 2.2 million dead Americans model that Fauci and Burks, Fauchenstein and Nurse Ratched Burks used to try to scare Donald Trump into not stopping the shutdown, that was funded by Bill Gates. And when people realized how crappy, how false, how malicious the Neil Ferguson model was, guess who tried to rewrite it real quickly and hid the original code? Neil Ferguson hid the original code. That hasn't been released. Nobody's ever going to see that. They took it over to Microsuck, that probably had about 500 engineers frantically working all night and all day trying to fix the damn thing so that people couldn't sue Bill Gates the way they need to for a malicious act of harm against the entire world population and the tens of thousands of people who died from the Microsuck coronavirus Wuhan Chinese Communist Party virus. Okay, let's go. Let's just go look over here quickly at the headlines over on Breitbart. God, I got to keep my hand off of that mute button. Okay, there we go. Okay, I mentioned John Brennan embarrassing himself on MSNBC. He needs to be fitted out for a striped suit. And I don't mean a pinstripe suit. I mean a prison suit. He needs to go to prison for the rest of his life. And he needs to be in the same cell with James Clapper. And that cell needs to be adjacent to James Comey. Who should he be in prison with? Comey. Who would be good in Comey's cell? Peter Strzok? Okay, we got music. We got music, and we're running out of time, folks. We'll have to pick up what we left off tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thanks for stopping by.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.